When it comes to making sure you stick the landing, oftentimes your results come down to how well you're able to control yourself when you get put to the test. That just makes sense, right? It's like gymnasts or acrobats who soar through the air doing twists and flips and turns. How high or far or creatively they fly, it does matter, but not nearly as much as what happens when they finally come back down. So the question that we should all be asking is, can our self-control or willpower actually be strengthened or increased? For social scientists, the idea of strengthening willpower wasn't something they found very promising, but they figured it was worth experimenting on, so they gave it a shot. And since they had no idea what might or might not work, they decided to create 3 different random groups and then assign each group different exercises to see if any new willpower strength developed. After some lab tests to establish the baseline of the self-control, subjects were sent home with the following instructions. Group 1 was told to strive for positive moods and emotions during the 2-week trial. Group 2 was told to focus on self-monitoring by recording whatever they ate for the next 2 weeks. Group 3 was told to work on their posture for the next 2 weeks. Group 1 that practiced controlling emotions for 2 weeks, they showed absolutely no improvement in willpower. Groups 2 and 3, though, the group monitoring what they ate and the group working on posture, both of those groups showed improvement. But, much to the surprise of the researchers, the best results came from the group that was working on their posture. Apparently, that tiresome old advice to sit up straight was more useful than anyone had imagined. By overriding their habit of slouching, the students strengthened their willpower and they did better at tasks that had absolutely nothing to do with posture. That's fascinating, right? But it gets better. The experiment also revealed an important distinction in self-control between 2 kinds of strength, power and stamina. Think of it like the muscles in your body. Power is really about explosiveness. In the gym, when you grab a set of weights, you have to use a burst or an explosion of power to move them in a particular direction. Stamina, though, that's different. Stamina is all about your gas tank or your level of endurance. The more gas you have in the tank, the longer you can endure. Marathon runners may not be as explosively strong as weightlifters, but they usually have a significantly higher level of stamina. So, in exercise science, if you want to build power or muscles, you use more weight and you do fewer repetitions. But if you want to build stamina, you use less weight with more repetitions. For the subjects in the experiments, their willpower muscles didn't get more powerful, but they did gain a lot more stamina, especially the group who did the posture exercises. It turns out that the posture exercise was the equivalent of less weight with more repetitions. So here's the question for you. Is willpower really more about will stamina? Well, that often seems to be the case. Of course, there's nothing magical about sitting up straight. Researchers found similar benefits from other simple regimens. The key they found is to concentrate on changing a small habitual behavior. Let me say that one more time. The key they found is to concentrate on changing a small habitual behavior. Less weight, more repetitions. For example, if you're right-handed, make yourself use your left hand more, and vice versa. Or work on changing your speech habits, such as eliminating those filler words or slang or foul language. The value of controlling your words, researchers say, may lie precisely in that exercise of resisting the impulse to say them. Of course, students of the Bible recognize this advice as being ancient. James chapter 3, verse 2 says that we all make a lot of mistakes, but if we could learn to control our tongues, we could also learn to control ourselves in every other way. I love that phrase, every other way. Earlier I said that by overriding their habit of slouching, students had not just strengthened their willpower over that specific habit, but they also did better in lots of other areas. In other words, science found that what James said is provable. Exercising self-control in one area seemed to improve all areas of life. Just by working on one little habit, subjects also wound up smoking and drinking less, keeping their homes cleaner, procrastinating less, eating less junk food, and even improving their ability to control their tempers. All in all, these findings point towards the remarkable benefits of exercising willpower. The experiments also showed that you don't have to start off with this exceptional self-control in order to benefit. As long as you're motivated to do some kind of work, your overall willpower can improve. I think of it like this. Little challenges met repetitively create willpower stamina. Let me say that one more time. Little challenges met repetitively create willpower stamina. Oftentimes, our success in life comes down to how well we're able to control ourselves when we get put to the test. And as both research and the Bible have shown, you can strengthen or increase your self-control and willpower just by picking one little habit that you want to change and then getting to work on it. And that's the bottom line that I want you to walk away with. Little challenges met repetitively will create the willpower stamina that you need to help you more consistently stick the landing.